Luke chapter 10 from the Amplified Version. Now, after this, the Lord chose and appointed 70 others and sent them out ahead of him, two by two, into every town and place where he himself was about to come. And he said to them, "There is much ripe grain. The harvest indeed is abundant, but the farmhands are few. Pray therefore the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Go your way. Behold, I send you out as lambs into the midst of wolves. Carry no purse, no provisions, bag, no change of sandals. Refrain from retarding your journey by saluting and wishing well anyone along the way. Whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace be to this household,' that is, freedom from all the distresses that result from sin be with this family. And if anyone worthy of peace and blessedness is there, the peace and blessedness you wish shall come upon him. But if not, it shall come back to you. And stay on in the same house, eating and drinking what they provide, for the laborer is worthy of his wages. Do not keep moving from house to house. Whenever you go into a town and they receive and accept and welcome you, eat what is set before you, and heal the sick in it, and say to them, 'The kingdom of God has come close to you.' But whenever you go into a town and they do not receive and accept and welcome you, go out into its streets and say, 'Even the dust of your town that clings to our feet, we are wiping off against you. Yet know and understand this, that the kingdom of God has come near you. I tell you, it shall be more tolerable in that day for Sodom than for that town. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty miracles performed in you had been performed in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago, sitting in sackcloth and ashes. However, it shall be more tolerable in the judgment for Tyre and Sidon than for you. And you, Capernaum, will you be exalted unto heaven? You shall be brought down to Hades, the regions of the dead. He who hears and hearkens to you, disciples, hears and hearkens to me, and he who slights and pays no attention to or rejects you, slights and pays no attention to and rejects me." The 70 returned with joy, saying, "Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name." And he said to them, "I saw Satan falling like a lightning flash from heaven. Behold, I have given you authority and power to trample upon serpents and scorpions, and physical and mental strength and ability over all the power that the enemy possesses, and nothing shall in any way harm you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice at this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are enrolled in heaven." In that same hour, he rejoiced and gloried in the Holy Spirit and said, "I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have concealed these things relating to salvation from the wise and understanding and learned, and revealed them to babes, the childish, unskilled, and untaught. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will and choice and good pleasure. All things have been given over into my power by my Father, and no one knows who the Son is except the Father, or who the Father is except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son may choose to reveal and make him known." Then turning to his disciples, he said privately, "Blessed, happy, to be envied are those whose eyes see what you see. For I tell you that many prophets and kings longed to see what you see, and they did not see it, and to hear what you hear, and they did not hear it. And then a certain lawyer arose to try him, saying, 'Teacher, what am I to do to inherit everlasting life?' That is, to partake of eternal salvation in the Messiah's kingdom." Jesus said to him, "What is written in the law? How do you read it?" And he replied, "You must love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." And Jesus said to him, "You have answered correctly. Do this, and you will live. Enjoy active, blessed, endless life in the kingdom of God." And he determined to acquit himself of reproach, said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus, taking him up, replied, "A certain man was going from Jerusalem down to Jericho, and he fell among robbers, who stripped him of his clothes and belongings and beat him and went their way, unconcernedly leaving him half dead, as it happened. Now, by coincidence, a certain priest was going down along that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. A Levite likewise came down to the place and saw him and passed by on the other side of the road. But a certain Samaritan, as he traveled along, came down to where he was, and when he saw him, was moved with pity and sympathy for him. and went to him and dressed his wounds, pouring on them oil and wine. Then he set him on his own beast and brought him to an inn and took care of him. And the next day he took out 2 denarii, 2 days' wages, that is, and gave them to the innkeeper, saying, take care of him, and whatever more you spend, I myself will repay you when I return. Which of these 3 do you think proved himself neighbor to him who fell among the robbers? He answered, the one who showed pity and mercy to him. And Jesus said to him, go and do likewise. Now while they were on their way, it occurred that Jesus entered a certain village, and a woman named Martha received and welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister named Mary, who seated herself at the Lord's feet and was listening to his teaching. But Martha, overoccupied and too busy, was distracted about much serving, and she came up to him and said, Lord, is it nothing to you that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her then to help me, to lend a hand, and to do her part along with me. But the Lord replied to her by saying, Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things. There is no need but a few things, or not only one. Mary has chosen the good portion, that which is to advantage, which shall not be taken away from her.